Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Good morning. 9:16.
There is no Husker football this weekend, but there is UNO hockey.
Yes, sir.
How weird is this? Arizona State has a hockey program.
Yeah.
And they're in Omaha tonight and tomorrow. Arizona State hockey plays UNO Mavericks. So we always want to give some Mav mojo.
Absolutely.
Oh, we got Bill Pickett on the phone from UNO.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good old Bill Pickett.
How are you? Hey, good. Yeah.
What's happening, man?
You know what? It's homecoming. It's exciting. We have so many cool things going on. New this year, we are actually doing a parade today. Between 4 and 5 down in Exarban Village and Scott Campus, kind of right before the hockey game tonight. So,
oh, really? Oh, wow. So this is kind of new for you guys, you said?
Yeah, we've never had a parade, and now we finally have, you know, the beautiful arena and Exarban Village and the Scott Campus and all the housing, and so we thought, you know what, let's try it out this year. So we have a parade that will go through. People can watch it from 4 to 5 o'clock, and then the thought is to kind of dump into the Exarban Village area, grab some dinner, and then head over to hockey. So it should flow really well tonight.
And you know, I'll tell you what, man.
You love a parade.
I love a parade. I love a parade, Bill.
Well, hey. It's 80 degrees today. It's going to be beautiful. So.
You know, I love what you guys do down there. I mean, ever since this hockey's been at that arena right there, it has livened up the Exarban area 100% before the games and after the games, actually. It just feels great down there.
Oh, yeah, totally. It makes it feel like a university atmosphere for the students, for sure.
Yeah, get the band, you know. Yeah. You go to any of the various bars over there, and the band fires up, and everybody marches over to Baxter for hockey. Pretty exciting time of year. Bill, you guys are helping us with the diaper drive again, I hear.
We are. We have a goal of 15,000 this year. We hit 10 last year, so we're gung-ho and ready to rock and roll on that as soon as homecoming's over. So it'll be here before you know it. Yeah.
That's a big number, man. 15,000?
Yeah.
If you guys can, and you guys always deliver, that's nice.
Yeah, we do. This year, I think we're going to have some of our Maverick Maniacs dress up and come out and even help you guys with some volunteering, because I know you always need help loading trucks.
Yes, we do.
You guys do. We'll take any help you guys want to give us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we will for sure participate this year.
That campus at UNO is so great. So I golfed Elmwood Park, which is basically right on the campus of UNO.
Yeah.
So the guy they paired me with had a big UNO hat on, retired guy that lived in Dundee, and his son is a freshman at UNO. So we're talking about UNO, and I went to UNO for 2 years. I transferred from Creighton to UNO. This guy had graduated from UNO, I think, in the 70s, and now his son's a freshman. We're just talking about how much that campus has changed.
Yeah.
His son was so excited to go to UNO.
That's awesome.
I mean, it is a beautiful campus.
It is, and it's sprawling, man.
And
it's growing
jealous.
All the time.
I'm so jealous because it's a different school than when I went there.
Yeah.
But it just gets better through the years, and man, it is so beautiful.
So it's Arizona State this weekend?
Yep, Arizona State this weekend, and tonight we actually will do the homecoming royalty on the ice. But yeah, two games back to back here Friday and Saturday. So
And you guys got that Creighton UNO basketball game for charity coming up?
We do. Yeah, we're actually working that out right now to get a couple hundred tickets to get our students down there. But that just kind of popped up out of nowhere, which is super exciting because everybody's wanting to play Creighton with basketball.
If I was a gambling man, I'll tell you what, I might be one. I'd put my money on UNO.
If you were a gambling man?
If I was a gambling man.
Well, you know, we have been playing them in soccer, which our men's soccer team is pretty strong, too. So it makes sense. I mean, we're just down the street. Hopefully we'll continue to do that and eventually get a regular season game.
Okay. How's the beach ball? Is the beach ball still alive and well?
Yep, we'll have them back this weekend, and they fixed the net last year, so we didn't have any more issues after that. So yeah, the beach balls will be back.
The UNO beach ball doesn't. I think it has its own Twitter.
Does it really?
It does. It does. Yeah.
That's awesome.
You gotta love college students. They're creative.
The Baxter Arena Hockey Beach Bowl. So hopefully they get two big wins over Arizona State. It's a new program. That's eventually where they're saying these West Coast schools are going to get hockey.
Yeah.
Because all the recruiting is starting to come out of Arizona and California. These kids are playing hockey instead of basketball and football.
Yep.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Can't play football anymore. We'll give you concussion.
Yeah. Hockey. All right, Bill, what do you got going on this weekend outside of all that exciting stuff? My Lord.
I don't think he's going to have time for anything.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. You know, we got stuff all week, but the parade I really wanted to make sure y'all knew about because it's new.
Party loves a parade.
Love a parade. Uh-huh. Come on, Bill. Do it with me.
Come on, Bill.
No?
Love a parade.
That's nice. Sport. We're a little extra goofy today, Bill.
That's all right. It's Friday.
I know.
I hear ya. All right, Bill. Have a great weekend, and good luck to UNO.
Thanks a lot for supporting us, guys.
Oh, happy homecoming, Maverick Mojo.
All right.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Yeah, remember, Diaper Drive is going to be here before you know it. That's for sure. You know, that's awesome that they're going to up that goal to 15,000 diapers.
Yeah, they brought us 10,000, and so we always say that every year. We're like, even if you bring, you know, a couple of diapers, it's not an arms race. We're not asking you to feel less than. You don't have to knock it out of the park. We want people to bring anything, which is totally amazing. But some people do like to get excited about to be a part of the contest, be big names. So that's one early. This is UNO saying they're going to bring us 15,000.
Yeah, so that's good news out of the gate.
You want to get motivated at the office? You want to beat that? Creighton University, mm-hmm. We'd love you guys. Creighton students have always show up and give us something. So if you're student body or somebody, any of the local high schools, colleges, cheerleading groups, whatever, if you want to reach out.
It's pretty important.
And help us get you motivated.
Yeah, it's important to kind of get started early on this because diapers, there are only so many diapers in so many places. So you don't want to wait to the last minute. You want to get your diapers as soon as possible. So if you start your office deal or your school challenges or your, whatever it is, start it, get the diapers, and then when it's drop-off time in the middle of December for the December Diaper Drive, you'll have them right there. You can just drop them off, and we'll give you all the love, and you can be part of all that magic that we do every year. So
our diaper drive is sort of like a parade.
It is.
It's a parade of diapers.
Yes, it is.
It's a short parade route.
Yeah, and it's quick and easy.
In the parking lot of Linden Market, it's just two big Warner trucks. People roll through that didn't even need to get out of their car.
Channel 94.1.
Oh, yeah, it's my jam. That's my jam. By the way, Hogwild, I want to thank Tony.
Tony Mangiello.
He's here every
nice
Friday.
Nice Chicago guy. Bringing us delicious, he brings us barbecue like every Friday. Oh. He runs two of the Hog Wilds.
Some of the best
out here, 108th and L. Yeah, the ham today is amazing.
Oh, God. I just take one bite, and I'm not lying here. I can't stop eating it. It's fantastic. They have stuff going on right now. Everything, their menu kind of changes per the season at times sometimes. What do they have? They have this brisket chili.
So good. Tony last week brought us in the brisket chili that you can get at Hog Wild. And they're great for tailgates and stuff like that. Yeah. But then he always brings us in brisket and burnt ends. And I took some of those burnt ends home last week and made chili.
Nice.
Ooh. I made brisket chili. I made my own.
Yeah.
With some of the brisket and burnt ends. And it was absolutely amazing. But so he was telling us, we got Thanksgiving around the corner. Remember, you can get those big hams and your turkeys.
And the turkeys.
At Hog Wild.
Yeah, you can order them, pre-order them. And we had a chance to try them out last year. They're fantastic. So, if you want to pre-order and get ahead of the game and save yourself a little bit of time in the kitchen. I know a lot of people like to do their own thing. But, sometimes you can get something better than what you do. And you can say you did it.
We're in eating season.
Yeah, we are. Feeding.
How do you lose weight now?
Oh,
it's like, I'll see you. Let's talk in May. Yeah, it's over.
It is. I thought about doing that 30 diet. What is that called,
the
Molly?
The Whole 30.
The Whole 30. Yeah,
Whole 30.
Sweet Wileen wanted to do the Whole 30. And
you talked her out of it.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, it's so...
It's brutal.
Yeah, your girlfriend is tiny.
Yeah, you know.
But she's doing it for you.
Yeah.
Hey, don't
owie.
Not men is an owie.
The sweet Wileen is the canary in the mine.
Yeah,
if you start piling the pounds on her, we'll shame you first.
Yeah.
But I don't see it. She doesn't seem to gain any weight.
It's been 3 years and I have not done any damage.
Molly, you went to the gym yesterday.
I did.
Was there a buffet there?
and shut it. I'm trying.
I'm kidding.
I'm sore today, too.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
Don't overdo it. That's
like, well, no, it's just on that, like, I haven't, like lifting things, you're like,
But then it kind of make you feel alive a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, you walk out of there and you're, like, sweaty and you feel like, you're like, I did that. That hour wasn't awful.
God,
I didn't want to die.
The last time I did that.
Well, how about this? When was the last time, party, you did a sit-up?
It's been a year.
So here's how sad this is, Molly. We have new beds. Sounds weird when I say we. Party has beds for him and his girlfriend at his, where he lives. I have my own bed where I live. But we got beds for Mattress Firm, and they have this adjustable base, so it can, I can tilt the back up, I can tilt the legs.
That's great.
You kind of Gumby up your body. So only because of my new bed, I found myself in the middle of a sit-up accidentally.
Ooh.
The other day, and I realized I have not flexed this muscle like that in a long time.
Now you have
it was
something.
Sad. I became aware of my ab muscles. I mean, it's hidden under fat, but I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot there's abs down there because I was lying in bed. Like watching TV in bed and trying to pull a sock off. And I was going, I'm kind of doing a half sit-up reverse plank in my own bed. And I was like, oh, my God.
I'm working out.
That's a muscle down there. Below.
Above the belt. Yeah.
There's like Cheetos sitting on my stomach.
Those beds are going to be they're not going to be the death of us. They're going
to
make us sleep longer.
Well, maybe we can use them to work out. I was running. I'm like, if I could go up, down, down. Is that
count? Oh, God. That is
sit-ups?
The laziest. When you're using your
can I watch TV and just go sit up, up, sit up,
you need a trainer with you.
Yeah,
you can lose some weight there.
I'm looking for a trainer right now. I'm auditioning trainers.
Bed trainers?
Yeah,
mattress trainers. Who wants to help me work it out?
Well,
sadly, right now, it's just solo.
Yeah, it's
all
right.
And solo.
Channel 94.1. Welcome, everybody. Wow. Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only...
Hey, the weather's going to be a good day today. Just going to be windy. 80 degrees, 40 mile an hour gust. Jeff will be hitting balls against it.
winning.
Golf balls.
That sounded a little odd, but good luck doing that.
Have fun with your balls.
All the balls. Hope they get in the holes.
Golf balls. Golf balls.
Hitting balls against it.
Careful. Don't strain on anything.
Cover your chin.
Yeah, cover your chin.
So gross.
Hide.
It took me a second. Hide.
That's the old joke.
Yeah.
Sometimes things just...
Yeah.
What's hit more balls than Babe Ruth's bat?
There you go.
And you choose to finish that however you wish.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
All right, Chi, what do you got? Hey, you gave away that necklace
yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday.
I've already given away the Kate Spade purse, Kate Spade necklace. None of that today.
Okay.
But Ed Sheeran tickets, Channel in the City.
All right.
4-pack of passes to Spooktacular.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with a smile. Oh, with a smile. All right,
there is no Husker game, but the unofficial Husker game tomorrow is the Central Florida versus Navy game.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh. Go Scott Frost.
Go Scott Frost.
Uh-huh. Make Nebraska great again. We've been saying for years, somebody should write a book about what happened to Nebraska football, because I think it would be a good book.
Oh, it would be a great book.
Maybe they're starting to write it. The cover of the sports page today, the World Herald, is Lipstick on a Pigskin, Lamenting 15 Years of Husker Football Failure. By Dirk Chaitlin.
What?
Well, I mean, it's legit.
That's an awesome book. Is that the name of the... That's awesome.
No, it's just the name of the story. But maybe one of these sports writers should tell somebody we'll write a book. And it'll be, you know, what happened? I mean, seriously. What has happened
to the program?
I asked one of my friends down in Knoxville who's a UCF fan. I was like, hey, what's the deal? Are you pretty attached to Scott Frost? Can we have him? He's like, why can't we have nice things?
Yeah, why can't, because we want them.
Yeah, that's true.
We want it.
I was like, we want it. We want to put a ring on it.
You want it.
A Scott Frost.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Chi, have a great day. Be nice to her. She's awesome. We'll see you guys Monday morning. Do yourself good.
while I'm sitting on the John.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show. Channel 94.1.
Check this out.
More of what you listen for.
Gets me laughing every morning.
Funny. The music.
This is what I want.
This is my station.
I never listen to anything else.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.